Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, October the 18th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. This is to be found on the Podbean page to the left under the word Links. You will be automatically deducted in your credit card on a recurring basis every 3 months, and this can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and the suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start off by talking about the grim aspect of social media left-wing bias and censorship, which I'm sure you are all aware of. I was gratified to see that in the debate the other night, Tulsi Gabbard accused CNN overtly, and they were the monitors, the moderators of the debate, of having slandered her that very morning. So that was a very satisfying thing to notice. Anyway, I shall be talking about that to begin the show. Then I have a very quick word to say about Fed media speak. Then I'm going to talk about what I call national financial suicide, which, by the way, comes courtesy of both parties. It doesn't discriminate, but there are some very important statistics that you need to be made aware of. Then I'm going to talk about the China trade deal, which, of course, isn't really much of a deal at all. Nothing's written down, nothing's signed, and won't require any major concessions from China. But, of course, Trump will use it as a major breakthrough to support his 2020 election bid. Then I will talk about what clearly is the worst financial crisis ever to have hit the world. And what I find so incredible is that nobody wants to talk about it. Even in the debates, the Democratic debates the other night, nobody discussed it. Nobody talked about the crisis, the financial crisis, the military abroad. It's all about personalities and what Mr. Biden may be doing or may have done, you know, just sickening, really. Anyway, then I shall talk about the massive crop losses which we have witnessed in the Midwest, which look to be going to provide the worst harvest ever in the United States. And finally, I have a piece on Adam Smith, which many of you have heard about, but who really has never given a fair shake in the annals of economic history. So I'm going to talk about him for about 10 minutes to conclude the show. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows, they can be any of the shows that come in the archives, so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you need to do, just send me an email, and in the subject line, write sample shows. And I really do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a patron of the show and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So, as I said, you may feel free to select any of the 3 shows, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they will give you a very good idea of how I treat the everyday information that comes out. Not that I treat it all, but it will give you an up-to-date taste of what I do. So let me conclude with my contact information, starting with my email address, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook deals with matters which are less weighty or not that don't really warrant inclusion in the major show, so I put it on my Facebook page. And then I have a Twitter page which gives you the one-liners, the famous pithy one-ers that you might be interested in. So I do urge you to consult both of them. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call is all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, just straight through. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Same thing, one word, no breaks, apostrophes, nothing, just RM Wake Up Call. Okay, so with that, I wish you a wonderful weekend ahead. This is Richard Martins, back with you again on Monday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.